London has declared war on climate change. It's boosting biofuel and buses, charging cars that come into town, and making 4x4 drivers pay even more. Pass the Big C and you're in the congestion zone. Anyone driving into the city gets slapped with a daily fee of around $16. Gas guzzlers has been singled out as public enemy number one. The mayor branded those who drive SUVs as idiots and plans to punish them with a higher toll of roughly $50 a day. The current charging scheme has been in place for 4 years now, but the zone expanded further in February to nearly double its original size. The city says the larger area will reduce traffic by 15% by encouraging public transport. But Roger Lawson of the British Driving Association says the toll system is failing to reduce carbon emissions.
Both buses and taxis are typically diesel-powered vehicles, and their emissions are nowhere near as clean as private cars. And if you get the average loading of about 10 people, which is what it is in London, the pollution per person is actually very similar, if not worse, than a private car.
The city mayor admits pollution from buses is a problem, but he has a plan for that too. London is trying out a handful of buses fueled by bioethanol. If successful, double-deckers will be powered by the clean fuel made by Brazilian sugarcane. That's on top of a fleet of hybrid diesel-electric buses already running in the capital. And there's a low-tech solution, getting people to ride their bikes to work. $72 million is getting spent this year to promote it. But Londoners are divided on the city's tough approach to traffic.
London is one of the most expensive cities in the world to live in. It's making it more expensive, more difficult, and harder to live.
Prior to the congestion charge, if you owned a car, it was cheaper to travel into the centre of London by car than it was by public transport. And I think that doesn't offer an incentive for people not to use their cars. So introducing the congestion charge redresses that balance, and potentially it offers a subsidy for people who want to go into the centre of London in the most eco-friendly way.
Transport is just one part of the mayor's climate change action plan. He wants to cut London's carbon emissions by 60% in 20 years. The plan suggests that London should produce a quarter of its electricity from local, low-carbon power generators. It also wants to use household waste to produce power. Experts estimate garbage could create electricity for 2 million homes and heat more than 625,000 houses. Doug Parr, an environmental scientist with Greenpeace, says the new initiative is radical but necessary.
Reputable people are saying that this is the biggest threat that the world faces, above and beyond terrorism. Now, we have got to have serious, concerted political responses to drive the technology and behaviour change, to change our climate emissions and put them on a downward track. We cannot bet that this tiny percentage of scientists who deny global warming are right. It's too big a risk for the rest of us.
Cities produce 75% of global carbon emissions. The world's big urban centers are the future battlegrounds in the fight against climate change, and London is leading the charge. Mandy Clark, VOA News, London.